I had to look. I thought that might have been sped up for a minute, but it was not. That's the Pointer Sisters and Steve Heat. Congratulations if you came up with steam as the answer we were looking for. Thank you, Larry, for your kind notes that you just passed along. It's birthday time. Happy birthday to Beth Ann today. Also to Ryan from Chad, Holly, and Drew. Isabel of Marshall Township from Meredith and Patty. Bob of Castle Shannon from Melissa. Bob's moved, but happy birthday to you, Bob, from Melissa, Lauren, and Jonathan. No, he's in Castle Shannon. That's right. Ben in Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Jack, and Sally. Fred from Demo. Peter of Plum from Mom and Dad. May 7th, we have Elizabeth of Cheswick, Doug from Lauren, Chip from Marge and Logan, and Stephanie. On May 8th, Monday, we have Abby of Kitsanning from Chloe, Isaac, Trent, and family. Lisa of Cheswick from husband Gunner and son Cooper. Deb of Irwin from Mike, Jason, and Catherine. Also on May 8th, Heidi from Bob, Jacob, and Alexis. Gregory from Sam, Julia, Janet, and Don. Lucille of Slippery Rock for Mom, Dad, and Sophia. Macklin of Cranberry from your mom, dad, and sister. On May 9th, Amathana of Brookline. Also, Sophia from the Dana family. Maggie of Valencia from Katie, Mary Beth, and Stanley. Helen from the Condridge family. Will of Westmoreland County also has a birthday from Mom and Dad and Charlotte and Bianca. And finally, on the 9th, we have Paul in Berkeley Hills from Heather, Nate, and Fiona. And we still have more. On May 10th, Lucy of Shady Side from Dad Cliff, Anne of Greensburg from Mom, Dad, and Brother John, Jayla of Sheridan, Lori, Mike and Barb of Newcastle, Patty of Shakora from Bob and Harmony and his family, plus Carl and Carl Jr. And on May 10th, finally, we have Jackson of Greensburg. On May 11th, we have Desi of Harmony from Dominicchio, Sherry, Simon, and your whole extended family, Aaron of Highland Park from Kelly and Kathy, Susan from Joan and Lisa, Jamie of Bellevue, Paula, Nathan of Carnegie, and Sally in Brookline from Scott and Joanna. On May 12th, we have Luke of Evan City, Margarita of Kitsanning, Carol from Sierra and the Andes, Eli of Arlington, and from Upper St. Clair. We have Barb from Norm, Nathan, Becca, Julie, and Catherine. Our pleasure to celebrate birthdays together Saturday mornings.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed United States governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief.
Every morning finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, yeah. Lord.
Lord, I try, really, and truly try to find some relief, to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. But I pray, really, and truly pray to find some relief.
That is an all-star group of jazz musicians from Pittsburgh, Fat Man D. The album is called 1,000 Miles, and she'll be with us on May 27th to sing from that album live in studio, May 27th, 2023, and to talk more about that album. I was thrilled to hear Wind of Fire as one of the vocalists on that song. A past Saturday Light Brigade Youth Express reporter. And you also heard Ise Aliquo Varela as a vocalist. Eli Naragon, upright bassist. And those three people are... all three, we'll call them young lions of jazz that we had a chance to know when they were much younger. Accompanied not only by Fat Man D, but Dr. James Johnson on piano, Dr. Roger Humphreys on drums, Reggie Watkins on trombone, J.D. Chasen on trumpet, and Tony Campbell on alto sax. Great recording from Fat Man D, and again, she joins us on May 27th. Joining us today, Brad Yoder in our 11 o'clock hour. Don't forget, you can join us. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Come and be part of our Remake Learning Days open house. It all happens today between 10 and 1. We hope to see you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Another Gordon Lightfoot song coming up in a few moments. This one requested by Stu. We've had quite a lot of Gordon Lightfoot requests this morning, and we're happy to play them. Now it's time to also play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and we hope you'll try to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. And the person we're looking for could be just about anybody. Could be somebody from sports or film or other forms of entertainment. Maybe somebody from literature, science, pop culture. No matter who it is, we think you will know the name. And this week's initials are B.C. B.C. That's B as in Baldwin, and C as in Churchill. B.C. Those are not clues, just a way to make sure you heard the letters correctly. B.C. You can guess as many times as you would like, and I'll let you know some of the incorrect guesses as they're coming in. Not only is it fun to see how many other people have those initials, but it'll help you narrow it down. James in Freiburg, you're first. You've got a lot. Bertram Cooper, Belinda Carlisle, Bing Crosby, Bert Convy, Bob Cratchit, Barnabas Collins, Baron Corbin, and Bartolo Colon. I'm checking Bertram Cooper. Yes, that's what I thought. That was the Cooper in the advertising agency on Mad Men. Roger Sterling's partner was Bertram Cooper. James, that was really a great guess. And here come a few more. Kathy and Tyonesta has Bill Clinton, Bradley Cooper, and Brian Cox. Nick in New York City has Bob Costas and Bing Crosby. And I see some from Tom, including Bill Cower, Buster Crabbe, Betty Crocker, Ben Cartwright, and Broderick Crawford, among others. I do not see the correct answer, though, in a list of other BCs that Tom sent. Billy Crystal is another one he guessed. 412-200-5975. Not Bill Cosby or Billy Crystal. Those from Kathy and Ty Nesta and John and Carrick. Not Billy Ray Cyrus, also from Kathy. Kathy, your next guess, however, was correct. Now, a Gordon Lightfoot song that I can remember being requested on SLB back in the mid-70s, soon after we went on the air. In 1978, the song came out in 1972. It's called Old Dan's Records.
Get out Old Dan's Records. Get out Old Dan's Records. We will dance the whole night long. It's fun to play the old time songs. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. Bring out old Dan's records. Bring out old Dan's records. I remember my Aunt Dee. She danced with Dan till 2 or 3. If old Dan could see her now, I know he'd shout out loud. Dig out old Dan's records. Bring out old Dan's records. We're all here, we've all got dates. We'll dance all night to the 78s. If old Dan would see us now, I know he'd be so proud. If old Dan was with us still, I know he'd come around. Get out old Dan's records. Dig out old Dan's records. Back to 1935, the fox trot, jitterbug and jive. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. Get out old Dan's records.
bring out old Dan's records. High above the fireplace, there's a smile on old Dan's face. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. If old Dan was with us still, I know he'd come around.
That's the late Gordon Lightfoot with old Dan's records. Requested by Stu. Thanks for your patience if you've requested a song and we haven't gotten to it yet. We're playing Guess Who now. The initials are BC. Nick in New York City just guessed Pittsburgher and game show host Bill Cullen. Not Bill Cullen. Yvonne, good morning, Yvonne, has Bob Castellini, Bill Cardell from Linda, who is in Siesta Key, Florida, this morning listening, good guess. John and Carrick, Billy Ray Cyrus, Jim in Crafton Heights, guest Burton Cummings, not Burton Cummings. Ben Cross, guessed by Yvonne as well. Betty Crocker from Jim. Bob Crane, guessed by John and Carrick. John in Economy Borough has Bruce Campbell. Bill Curry, the sports personality from KDKA. Brian Cox, the actor on Succession. Bing Crosby. Buzu Chavis, the Cajun musician. Bob Cannavale, an actor. Bill Cardell as well. Belinda Carlisle. Bradley Cooper. The correct answer. I almost said it. You've got the correct answer in there, John. And also Benedict Cumberbatch. Billy Carter from John in Grove City. Bill Connolly from Kathy. Bruce Coburn, another Canadian singer-songwriter from Larry. Jim in Crafton Heights also has Benedict Cumberbatch. Bruce has Bob Costas, Beverly Cleary, and Bill Clinton. Not Billy Crystal or Bill Cosby. I'm looking through other answers. Tom also had Ben Cartwright, Buster Crabbe, Bob Casey, Benjamin Cardozal, a Supreme Court Justice, Broderick Crawford, Bull Connor, very good, and Barbara Cartland. That gets us up to date. We only have two correct answers so far. Bobby Cox and Bob Cratchit, guessed by Harry in Pittsburgh. Good guesses, Harry. Mike and Mars, you just got the correct answer. Alan has Bill Cosby, Bill Cody from Nick in New York City, Buffalo Bill Cody, not him, Buster Crabbe from John and Carrick, Billy Crudup from Nick in New York City, Patrick in Stanton Heights has Bob Crosby, Brandy Carlisle, Butch Cassidy, Bob Costas, Brian Cox, Bill Connolly, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Broderick Crawford, none of those is it. Butch Cassidy from John and Carrick. Charlie has Billy Carter, brother of Jimmy Carter, not him. And Yvonne comes forward with Brenda Cooper, an author. Bob Corbett. James in Freiburg has Bob Crane and Bliss Carmen. Oh, John and Carrick has Bennett Cerf. classing up the program this morning, but it is not Bennett Cerf. That's a great guess, but not him. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars says bad company, not them. Jim just guessed Bootsy Collins. Not Bootsy. The initials are BC. We've had a few correct answers. I'm debating whether you need a hint or not. Do you think you need a little bit of a hint? Nick in New York City just got it. So that's going to be my... You're the bellwether here. I'm going to assume a hint is not needed based on the fact that yet another person has come up with it. I'll check to see how people are guessing on Facebook. If you would like to take a guess, 412-200-5975. Or maybe, just maybe, you already know the correct answer. And if you do, feel free to share it with us by calling or texting us at that number, 412-200-5975. You know, I think I must not have put this morning's Guess Who puzzle on Facebook because I was just amazed that there were no guesses on Facebook. I'm going to fix that right now if you were looking for it. Usually there are tons of Facebook guesses by this time. Now it's up there. Billy Casper, guessed by John and Carrick. Betty Carter from Bill A. That's a great guess, Bill, but not Betty Carter. Billy Cobham, another great guess. Brian Cox from Yvonne. Bill Collin from Charlie. Ben Curtis from John and Carrick. Rich in Freeport with another Gordon Lightfoot request. Nick in West Mifflin says, what about Bozo the middle name? Clown, not Bozo the Clown. Nick has Bert Convy. And the correct answer... So we'll give you the correct answer shortly. And the person we were looking for is Bryan Cranston, actor Bryan Cranston. And correct answers included Nick, in New York City, Mike in Mars, John in Economy Borough, Kathy in Taya Nesta, all with the correct answer, and not Billy Kahn, by the way, just guessed by Tom, and McCandless, and Betty Crocker, just guessed by Alan. But the answer we were looking for, actor Bryan Cranston. Congratulations if you came up with today's Guess Who.
Belt's too tight. I hate these shoes. No one wears white. My God, look at them all dancing. How do they do the romance thing? It's not for me. It won't come naturally. I just can't move like that. Well, actually, I haven't tried. What's the sense? I sure don't see anyone to dance with.
Who is that?
Over there. He looks shy.
Don't stare.
He's not talking to anyone. Having any fun.
Maybe I
could go over there. No, really could.
Should
would I just walk over?
Geez, I don't know.
Don't stare.
Oh, crud, I'm sweating.
What would I say?
This happens to me all the time. A nasty trick God plays on
shy
people.
What could I say?
Gene pool, this isn't fair.
I need some air.
But I don't care.
I really need some air.
I don't know.
I can't stand this. I've got to get out of here. If I get out the door, then I can just keep going. I don't need my coat. Can you believe it's snowing? Gee, where is my coat? How would I get it back? Is it on the bed or hung up on the rack? It's cold. Can't stay outside. I'll freeze in there. Go. Stop trying to hide.
She looks so cold.
Oh, he's still here.
She was out.
I look so dumb.
Without her coat.
There's snow in my hair.
The snow looks lovely.
He's looking at me.
In her hair. I'm going to do it.
Will he come here?
I'm going to.
Shall I go over there? What should I do?
I'm going.
He's coming. What will I say?
All of you self-assured people.
Get out of the way.
Air waltz.
I can handle the slow ones, don't let it
end. What am I saying? This dance has not yet begun.
At least I think he's coming here. Is he? I don't know. I feel scared if people stop talking. Go, uncle, one, go on, don't blow this chance.
Pardon me,
no, please,
oh, please,
oh,
I might have
this.
Yes.
La
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 la la la.
Oops,
sorry.
La
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 la.
One, two, three. La
la la
la la la.
Hey,
we've got it now. La 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 la
la la la
la la la.
By request for George and Sheridan, that is Small Potatoes and Waltz of the Wallflowers, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, KRDP, Indy Community Radio, Phoenix, Arizona, and Tube City Online, WMCK.FM, McKeesport.
Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time. Breaking rocks out there on a chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it in working and working, but I still got the table long ago. I commit the crime, Lord, I need it. Crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it in working and working, but I still got so terrible long to go. And should you say 5 years hard labor on the chain gang, you guanaco. I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. But hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it in wagon and a wagon, but I still got so terrible long to go. See my sweet honey baby, wanna break this chain off and run. I wanna lay down somewhere shady, Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get a bit wicked and wicked, but I still got so terrible long ago. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time.
That's Oscar Brown Jr. So nice to have you here this morning, tuned in, playing along. We have another game that we have coming up in a few moments that's going to give you a chance to participate. Don't forget, our doors are open today. Remake Learning Days has kicked off, and the first of three special SLB Remake Learning Days activities takes place today. You can come by and visit the radio program, our youth media center, and our studios between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock today. Come in and say hello. You can listen to the beautiful sounds of a music ensemble from North Hills Middle School. They will be playing at 10 o'clock. You can also meet one of our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps members who's going to be here today to talk about an award-winning essay she wrote. Her name is Elaine Gombos, and she will be here at 10:35. And at 11 o'clock, Brad Yoder is going to play a few songs in preview of his show this evening with North Carolina singer-songwriter Jess Klein at Songspace at First Unitarian. Come by, see our studios, enjoy those special features, and let us thank you for being part of our radio family. That all happens starting at 10 o'clock today. We have other activities, including a free family podcasting activity, which is set for 1 week from today, May 13th. And you can learn all about our Remake Learning Day activities at slbradio.org.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Well, earlier this morning, we were talking about the Kentucky Derby, and it occurred to Ricky just a few moments ago that it might be fun to think of idiomatic expressions that we use in English that have horse in them. And I think that's a great idea. We've done this at least once before, I think, but it's amazing how many there are, and I know we didn't come up with all of them. But there are many expressions we use to refer to something that contain the word horse. One would be if you are famished and really, really need a huge meal to satisfy you, you would be described as being hungry as a horse. Or if your lower leg is troubling you a little bit, maybe you have a pulled muscle from stretching in a funny way, that's called a Charlie horse. There are a lot of expressions that contain the word horse, and we invite you to call us or text us with a few that you can come up with on your own. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And I can give you some to see if you can solve his puzzles, too. This would be advice to you for keeping on the path that you were already on, for staying the course, as it would be. And this would describe you if you are always using academic and sophisticated language or explanatory notes in order to get your point across. You would be described as being this way if you did that. And one last one I'll give you to try to solve. If you have information and if it is direct, it was told to you by the very person that would be in a position to know, it's described as this. 412-200-5975. Oh, Alan says, in addition to being as hungry as a horse, there's an expression, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. I think my mom changed that so we wouldn't be eating horses. There's also, he says, maybe that's a horse of a different color, the way he put it. Okay, straight from the horse's mouth is one we were just looking at. Here's hoping you'll call us, 412-205-975. And we'll continue to have a little fun with these particular expressions that are all about horses. And we hope you'll share some time with us. We've had requests for so many different Gordon Lightfoot songs this morning and are grateful to help salute him as we listen. And I want to try, I think we have this one. It's going to take me a minute. Forgive me. There it is. This is one that was requested. He said it's kind of an obscure one that was requested by Rich in Freeport. And Rich, I found it. And I'm so happy to be able to feature it for you this morning. The song is called Walls.
I'm not ashamed to say that I've loved you well. I'm not ashamed to let you know. I'm just a name, that's all. Scratched upon your wall, you used it well, but what the hell? That's what walls are for. I'm not ashamed to listen to the fast falling rain. In the morning upon my window, I'm not afraid to cry. I'm not ashamed to try to be your friend once again. That's what friends are for. Friends are for sorting out the hang-ups that we hide. Walls are for shutting out the love we feel inside. I'm not ashamed, no, to talk it over once again. To rearrange my vocabulary, but I can't seem to find any words to change your mind. 'Cause I left them all behind, and that's what words are for. Words are for explaining the mistakes we might have made. Names are for calling when there's nothing left to say. Say I've loved you well. I'm not ashamed, yet I know I'm just a name, that's all. Scratched upon your wall, you used it well, but what the hell? That's what walls are for. I'm not ashamed of wearing out my old gray socks, chasing you around the backwoods. I'm not ashamed to darn, nor too proud to find some yarn to sew them up once again. Now that's what socks are for.
There you've got Gordon Lightfoot, requested in that case by Rich in Freeport. And I'm glad you did, Rich. That's one of his I never had a chance to hear before and probably wouldn't have without your help. We have somebody here with a horse idiom. You are on the radio. Who is this?
It's Zeta.
My name is Zeta.
Hi, Zeta. How old are you?
8.
I'm so happy that you're here. Who are you with?
I'm with my Grammy and my brother.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Did you have an expression with horse in it?
Yeah, I thought of horsing around or horse of a different color.
Those are both good. I like those both, horsing around and horse of a different color. Have you ever been on a horse or been near a horse?
Yeah.
What brought you to be near a horse?
Well, sometimes I go to a pumpkin patch and, like, I ride a horse. Or my best friend, Stella, she goes horse riding a lot.
Do you like riding?
Yeah, but I've never done it without somebody's help.
Yeah, I haven't either, actually. It's a lot to learn. What other kinds of things do you like to do?
I play softball, and I do dance and swim classes and Girl Scouts.
You're pretty busy. When you play softball, would you rather be in the field or hitting?
Batting, probably.
And are you a pretty good hitter?
Yeah, I can hit to the outfield.
That's excellent. I'm so glad you called. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, nothing else.
Okay, Zeta, thank you. It was so nice to talk to you. I hope you'll call us again. So nice to hear from Zeta. 412-200-5975. Nick says, I gave the clue, keeping on the same path or not choosing to go a different way. Don't change horses in the middle of the stream. And Dawn knew that straight from the horse's mouth is what you say when you get it from a direct source. Oh, interesting. Using academic language, you might be told to use horse sense, Alan says. What I was thinking about was being on your high horse. Being on your high horse if you use language that is overly complicated. Being on your high horse. Let me see if I can give you a few others. This is one that's used to describe a committee. You'll either know this one or not. I don't really understand this one, but as if they are to be understood. But you say this to somebody when they want to turn down something that's been given to them or that's free. And I'll give you one more. Oh, this would be a long shot or just something you don't expect to come true. 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. You can join us on the air just as Zeta did moments ago. We still have lots of time for you at 412-200-5975. And I see Mike knows that a horse designed by a committee is a camel, which has always been one of my favorite expressions. Alan knew that as well. And a dark horse, that would be the horse that is unlikely to win. And Alan knew that the horse, if you're turning away a gift, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, is the expression. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Here's hoping you'll call and join us on the radio. You can text us or call us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO, 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Don't forget, doors open shortly. I see we have musicians from North Hills Middle School getting set up and ready to join us on the radio just after 10 o'clock in our next hour. And Brad Yoder is going to be here in our final hour today to spend some time together. I see Alan's here to join us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. So you're wondering what on earth it means to not look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Well, horses age, they used to like determine the age of a horse, they maybe still do, by looking at its teeth and how worn down the teeth are.
Like if you're buying
a horse, and you want to see, you know, is this a good price, or is this horse, like, old and worn out? You'd look it in its mouth and examine the teeth. The idea is, okay, you're getting this horse as a gift, so should you really be poking around and say, yeah, but this horse is a little too old, or is this horse worn down? It's like, just accept the gift. Don't get all critical about it.
That seems so obvious. I should have, that makes perfect sense.
You were busy thinking about the puzzle. You were putting the cart before the horse there.
That makes total sense. Thank you for adding a little clarification there. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Alan.
All right.
That makes perfect sense. Also, we would measure, horses are measured in hands. That was always something I enjoyed. Larry in Elwood City just added one. This would be for a very, very, very small village or municipality. What that would be referred as, a very small village or municipality. That would be a one-horse town. A one-horse town. Boy, that gift horse makes perfect sense to me now. Good morning to Mike, who also knew that a gift horse in the mouth means don't check the teeth to see if it's healthy or its age. After all, the horse is free. And thank you, Mike. Hello, Ralph, and hello, Cora. I suspect you're with Mike right now. Mom's there, too. I apologize if you've sent us a text or an email and we haven't gotten back to you as of yet. It has been a very busy morning today. One of Gordon Lightfoot's earliest hit songs if we were to get on our high horse, we would say, in the pre-dawn precipitation, in the, in this case, early morning rain, and Tim O'Brien does a great version of this. And here he is at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Are you a nurse? That charge is for you. Angie in Mars points out that it's Nurses Day and Nurses Week is coming up. Thank you, Angie. And thanks to you for sharing all of these horse idioms. Ty says, when two options are the same, and the choice doesn't really matter. It can be called a horse apiece. That's a new one that I didn't hear before. Rich wanted to know, if I have a sore throat and say I'm hoarse, does that count? It can if we let it. Thank you. There are more that we haven't mentioned in addition to these, but that's all the time we have for this puzzle. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, and I see Ty Trosky somewhere scooting about. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Coming up, we are going to be heading outside. Our studio doors are now open. It's open to house time today at SLB, and you can join us anytime live in studio between now and 1 o'clock.
I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. Never need to drop a nickel in at all.
Saturday Light Brigade, and we are just moments away now, just a few moments from welcoming our ensemble. You guys can hear me out there, I hope, and we'll welcome our ensemble in just a few moments from North Hills Middle School. Another request this morning, nice to have so many, the Gina Furtado Project. I just telephone upstairs, the name of the song.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The May issue features